getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Boy, I'm telling you, it just is amazing to me that it is time for the Oompa Hour already. I feel like we just did this about 15 minutes ago. Oh, they say the older you get, the faster time goes. They're not kidding. Anyway, yes, it is indeed time for another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Back together again for another week playing great old-time records like we do each and every week here on the show. Glad to have you along with us for another round. Plenty more holiday tunes to toss into the show today. What does the calendar say here? What is it? There, middle of December, right? Let's see. Next week we'll have another normal show. And then for Christmas week, we're going to do all Christmas old-time records, the whole darn show. So you can look forward to that, Christmas music fans. You don't get a lot of Christmas old-time music outside of the confines of things like the Oompa Hour. So you look forward to that coming up. Let's just jump right into it this way. It's a standard song done by a standard performer. Everybody knows and nobody plays the records anymore. Lawrence Welk, for Pete's sake. I think you all know this one. It's the Clarinet Polka. Lawrence Welk and the gang there, and the Clarinet Polka getting things rolling on another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Says right on the record, Lawrence Welk and his champagne music. Ah, wonderful job, Larry. Oh, my. It's odd because this one does not say with accordion by Myron Florin on that one. Because you didn't really know standing out accordion music on that. All the power was in the clarinet section on that one. Lil Wally up next. This one's called The Jukebox Cheer.
Yeah.
Little Wally there, that's the Jukebox Cheer. And interesting that that is a Little Wally record that doesn't include anybody else with it. Oh, there it is. I was, because normally, you know, you find a Little Wally record, and it's usually with the Harmony Boys or the Lucky Harmony Boys or something like that. But I see now in the teeny weeny print, it's Little Wally with the Sewersky Orchestra. And that makes perfect sense, because it sounded like the Sewersky Orchestra, and I hadn't noticed that in a teeny-weeny little bitty print under Lil Wally's name on the record. That's because Sewersky has so many more letters in it. You got to print it small to fit it in there. Anyway, there you have it, the Jukebox Cheer here at Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show every week. We gather right here at this very spot, wherever that spot may be in your world, and we quite literally sit down at record players and play old-time records for you like this every week. So, hey, fun having you along with. You don't hear from a lot of all-girl polka bands, or really all-girl bands of any sort, very often. And there were some in the world of old-time music. The Powder Puffs Orchestra would be one with a very obvious name when you think about it. But Renata and Girls, Girls, Girls were big around the Midwest, around the Minneapolis area. They cut a bunch of records there. This is one of them. Here's Renata with the Girls. This is the Heartbeat Polka. Renata and Girls, Girls, Girls with a Heartbeat Polka made at Aleatoric Records in Minneapolis. And I've mentioned this before, I think. You can always tell when you play a record on the Aleatoric label because it has a certain sound that no other record company seems to have. I don't care where, big, small, whatever, international, doesn't matter. You notice that, I guess, about a lot of them. Different record labels use different recording studios, and they have a certain sound that doesn't matter who the band is, the sound of the recording is very identifiable. So there you go, Renata, Girls, Girls, Girls. We have Fritz Bechtel and his Jolly Ramblers coming up in a second after I talk to you about a World of Accordions museum in Superior, Wisconsin. Encourage you to visit their website right now, worldofaccordions.org. And also, I think you would still have time if you want to shop their gift shop for the holidays. They have a lot of cool gifts for musical people, especially old-time music or accordion music. Where else are you going to find accordion player figurines? I mean, come on. I think you could still probably get some cool gifts in time for Christmas. So you can check that out. You can take a look at the museum. They have a lot of photographs listed, a lot of history, a lot of information. And I was going to check and I didn't see if they have the activity schedule. They're starting to put it together for 2019 yet, because they always have all sorts of events, you know, everything from educational things to jam sessions and concerts. They have a beautiful concert hall there. So check it out, worldofaccordions.org. They're located in Superior, Wisconsin on Belknap Street. Stop by, check it out. Check it out on the web for sure, because that's free and easy. You don't even have to get in your car and find out all about it. Worldofaccordions.org is where you'll find them. All right, I promised you Fritz Bechtel and his Jolly Ramblers talking about record labels, Polka Land Records. You know you're never going to get any rock and roll on Polka Land Records out of Sheboygan, Wisconsin. It's just fun to say Sheboygan. Fritz Bechtel with his Jolly Ramblers, and I believe the Winkert sisters are doing the singing on this one. It's Johnny's Got a Girlfriend. Bechtel and the Jolly Ramblers with the Winkert sisters there. Johnny's Got a Girlfriend on Polka Land Records out of Sheboygan, Wisconsin, here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Glad you're along with us. Hey, don't forget you get in touch with us here at the Oompa Hour in a million different ways, because technology has blessed us with a million different ways to get in touch with somebody. You can email us, oompahour@aol.com. You can hook up with us on Facebook. It's facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour there. You can also call or text to area code 218-259-2985. You have to leave a message, of course, if you're calling, because I don't know when you're hearing the show, because everybody plays it at different times and different days of the week. But you could sure leave us a message, 218-259-2985. And you can text to that number, too, if you don't want to talk. You can just, if you want to make a request or a dedication or whatever, you could certainly do that. So there you go. Jazz Time Polka up next. It's Johnny Vadnall and the orchestra. That is Johnny Vadnall and his orchestra. That is the Jazz Time Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Wouldn't it be interesting if some actual jazz artist would have maybe made a polka recording? I'm not thinking anybody. I know Dave Brubeck celebrated a birthday this week. Well, it was his birth anniversary. Dave's no longer with us, but maybe somewhere there's a Brubeck polka. Probably be in some odd time signature, like 12-7 or something. Oh, it doesn't happen, though. But anyway, now it makes me want to, like, go on the internet and look. Do you think if you typed into Google Dave Brubeck polka, if the internet would explode? I'm very curious about that. Anyway, let's go to another standard here that everybody knows. Frankie Yankovic and the Yanks. I think we can all sing along with the Baby Doll Polka, don't you?
Sweetheart now. Mm-hmm.
Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks, that's the Baby Doll Polka, and you are in tune to, or streaming, or listening to in some way or another, Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. And, okay, I looked it up. I have to admit that I did look it up while you were listening to Frankie Yankovic there. You typed Dave Brubeck and polka into your Google, and you do not get Dave Brubeck doing a polka. You get him doing the Unsquare Dance, however, and you get him doing polka dots and moonbeams, but none of these are polkas. And I can't believe that we're a good third of the way into the show, and I haven't thrown in a Christmas song yet. I am totally slacking off here, because I had four or five of them set aside, so I better start getting the old-time polka Christmas songs in here. Pete Shalin's orchestra has one for us, the I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus polka. There you have it, Pete Shalin's orchestra. I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus, polka style, here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. And now for something completely unusual. let's do this one. I know, if you're not from Minnesota, you're not listening around here, this song does not have the same significance to you. Bobby Arrow was a big disc jockey up in northeastern Minnesota, very famous in the 50s, 60s, very popular for his Finnish singing and talking, and he even invented a language called Finglish, which is kind of a combination of English and Finnish. And Highway Number 7 is up there, and he did a song called the Highway Number 7 Polka. There were about four or five different versions of it, and I just happened to stumble across the 45 of Bobby Arrow doing the Number 7 Schottische. He also had a popular number called the Disc Jockey Polka, which I don't have right handy. But as long as I stumbled on the old Number 7 Schottische, and I know that here in Minnesota we got plenty of Finnish folks tuning into the show, so let's do a little Bobby Arrow number, shall we?
Here we go with another couple of 2-3 minutes needle scratching. Here's the ghost now.
When I'm feeling pretty high, from the gully I stagger to my shack in the swamp by the highway, known as Number 7. And when the kappa's all closed tight, I do the only thing that's right. I stagger to my shack in the swamp by the highway, known as Number 7. If you ever come and visit, there's one thing you will see. 15 blonde-headed Finnish kids that look exactly like it me. I feed them kalamojakka,
Sometimes three scroony burrowa in my shack in the swamp by the highway that is known as number 7. So I'd better take you away, Gaia. It's a one-room shanty with a trail in the back leading to the resting room. And there's a sauna there where I change underwear every June. My Minnie and my mother-in-law, you'll see, beating the dickens out of me in my shack in the swamp by the highway that is known as number 7. Not the yks, koks, kolme, or the nelje, vies, kuus, but the highway number 7. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, just a silly little record there. I had to throw that in because really, where else are you going to throw it in? You know, Bobby Arrow there, the number 7 Schottische. It's Bobby Arrow, A-R-O, by the way, is how you spell that. So anyway, always fun around here. Golden Tones are next over here on turntable number 2. This has nothing to do with the car, as near as I can tell. This is called the GTO Polka. There you go. That's the GTO Polka. That is the Golden Tones. And this is Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. You know, I was going to mention, and if I don't know, I'll forget about it. January is National Polka Month, and they are celebrating, the International Polka Association celebrating. They got a couple of events coming up in January, and I just want to mention it quick because otherwise I'll forget, and all polka fans should be aware of this sort of thing. They have their Festival of Bands warm-up dance on Saturday the 19th, and this is all happening in the Chicago area. It's at the Polonia Banquets in Chicago, and then on the 20th, on Sunday the 20th, they're having the Festival of Polka Bands. Man, they got a bunch of good bands lined up for that. In fact, that starts at music starts at 11:30 in the morning, runs all day, and that will be at Glendora Banquets also in on Chicago Ridge, it says, actually, which I assume is near Chicago. I don't know. But a bunch of bands playing for that. You can get a two-day pass for this for like $25. Otherwise, each event is $15 at the door. I'm sure that you can get all the details if you just visit the IPA website. It's the easiest thing to do. Just type it into your Google International Polka Association and get it. They'll have the information there, I'm sure. But I did want to mention it because it's the 50th anniversary of the International Polka Association. January is National Polka Month, so you probably want to be celebrating those things. And even if you can't go, you could celebrate at home. Make some polka cookies or something. I don't know. All right, we got to get some more of these Christmas tunes in here this week. I was really slacking off there the first part of the show. John Jeske and Carl Henry team up for this one, and I want to be Polish for Christmas.
My best friend is Polish. He's really got it made. His family celebrates Christmas for 12 whole days. Hey! He's really got it made. His family celebrates Christmas for 12 whole days. They don't trash the tinsel December 26th. They keep it up till New Year's Day, so I'll know what I miss. I wanna be Polish for Christmas. They do the holiday right. They don't start the season too early. They don't end it on Christmas night. Polkas are always so joyful. They get me up on my feet. I'm always in the Christmas spirit when dancing along with that beat. Lady who's brought up to respect the value of a family tradition and the rest. We'll share the joy of giving and know what Christmas means. I'll be so sentimental, I'll propose on Christmas Eve. I wanna be Polish for Christmas. They do the holiday right. They don't start the season too early. They don't night. Polkas are always so joyful. They get me up on my feet. I'm always in the Christmas spirit when dancing along with that beat. Here it comes. Hey!
Wesołych Świąt, Bożego Narodzenia. Have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. This jolly Polish drinking may your Christmas be the best. Point me to the mistletoe, put romance on my list.
I wanna be Polish for Christmas. They do the holiday right. They don't start that season too early. They don't end it on Christmas night. I wanna be Polish for Christmas.
By marriage, if I must.
All I will need is a blind date, arranged by somebody
I trust.
Hey!
How am I doing? Merry Christmas! Happy New Year! Pass the pierogies, will you? Not bad. Did you make these yourself? Hey, you're a pretty good cook.
That's always a fun one there. John Jeske along with Carl Henry, and I Want to Be Polish for Christmas here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. I know that we're going to play that one again when we, not next week, but the next week when we do our all-Christmas show. We will definitely throw that one in there again. Now, this next record, I always play the other side. This side very rarely gets played on the show because I like the other side better. To you young people, by the way, we used to buy things called records. And they had an A side and a B side. You got two songs on one purchase. You bought a song, but there was another one on the other side that was like free, you know? You don't get that with an MP3. That'll teach you, you fancy pants kids, you. Anyway, I always play the Dinah Dukes. I do the Try It, You'll Like It polka, which is on the other side. And I thought, let's shake it up a little this week. This is the Pennsylvania Hills polka.
been many places where I've had some fun. I travel the highways, I follow the sun. But when day is over and I lay to rest, I dream of the hills that I love the best. Oh yes, those Pennsylvania hills, they're calling me home. Those Pennsylvania hills where you're never alone. Those Pennsylvania hills are beckoning me. Those friendly people with their good old hospitality. All the valleys, I've been by the sea. I traveled the flatlands in the whole country. But deep in my heart there's a warm piercing burn. Those Pennsylvania hills are where I long to return. Those Pennsylvania hills, they're calling me home. Those Pennsylvania hills where you're never alone. Those Pennsylvania hills are beckoning me. Those friendly people with their good old hospitality. Those Pennsylvania hills, they're calling me home. Those Pennsylvania hills where you're never alone. Those Pennsylvania hills are beckoning me. Those friendly people with their good old hospitality.
All right, Pennsylvania Hills Polka there with the Dinah Dukes on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Now, as you know, we always try to remember to include at least one waltz in every show here on the program. And as you also know, it is the holiday season, and I'm trying to slip in, I don't know, four or five Christmas songs at every show until we get to our all-Christmas show. And then I think we're going to taper off a little bit by playing after Christmas and before New Year's, and that week in there, I think we're going to play winter songs. Because there's a lot of things that we call Christmas songs that aren't, like Winter Wonderland, Frosty the Snowman, Jingle Bells, My Favorite Things, Baby It's Cold Outside. These are all things that are not Christmas songs, but they're of the season. And I think we'll sneak those in afterwards. But anyway, we always try to do a waltz, and I'm trying to fit in some more Christmas songs this week. So what if we do a Christmas song that's a waltz? That way, we kill two stones with one bird or whatever the saying. That's not it. But anyway, Art Valundis and the orchestra. Here they are with Silver Bells.
Thank you.
There you have it, Art Walunas and the gang. The old Silver Bells, nice waltz for us here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. I'm warning you now, probably shoving in another Christmas song before the show's over, and we're almost out of time, so I'm going to have to get to work here. We'll see how that works out. Got the Six Fat Dutchmen standing by, though. What are they doing? Oh, yeah, the Champagne Polka. Champagne Polka, Six Fat Dutchman on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. I promised you another Christmas song in the show. We will do that next.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention. The International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
Remember going to the record store and finding your favorite songs by your favorite artists? Those days are back at Keb's Records in downtown Bovee. Hate trying to buy records on the internet? Can't find your favorites from years ago? At Keb's Records, you can flip through the hits like you did in the good old days. From rock and roll, rhythm and blues, country and western, jazz, comedy, classical, and even polkas, we've got them all. All speeds too, 33, 45, and even 78. We have phonograph needles in stock for thousands of different record players. Personal service too. Just another one of the occasional shops in downtown Bovee. Like us on Facebook for sale dates and special events. More info online at KebsRadio.com. We're the world's smallest record store. Keb's Records, downtown Bovee.
All right, I told you we'd get at least one more Christmas song into the show, and I got one right here, the Christmas Tiger Polka. This is Craig Ebel.
Santa what I want for Christmas. He gave a little wink to me and said he'll see what he can do. So now I'm waiting in my red pajamas underneath our Christmas tree so patiently to see my wish come true. I'm not that kind of kid who hopes for planes and trains and number games or G.I. Joes and Matchbox cars or rocket ships that go to Mars. What I told Santa, what I want for Christmas, a furry, lovable, cuddly, squeezable Christmas tiger. But I'm here waiting in my red pajamas, eating all the milk and cookies that I left him to see what he leaves me. I'm not that kind of kid who wants a face or foot or basketball or tanker toys and Tonka trucks or posters that hang on the wall. What I told Santa, what I want for Christmas, a furry, lovable, cuddly, squeezable Christmas tiger. I want a lovable, cuddly, squeezable Christmas tiger. Give me a huggable, kissable, squeezable Christmas tiger. Aw, come on, Santa.
Always a fun one, Craig Ebel there, and the Christmas Tiger Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Couple songs we're going to squeak in here yet. I got Whoopi John standing by, and oddly enough, a polka from Billy Vaughn, if you remember Billy Vaughn and the orchestra, coming up in a second. Now, you know, on this show, we always play records. We don't play any CDs or MP3s or any of that stuff, and sometimes we hit a record that's a little wore out. This is one of those wore-out records. Whoopi John there stumbled on an old 45 of their version of the Minnesota Polka, as opposed to the one we usually hear from the Six Fat Dutchman and others, and this really has that patina. They call it patina when you play a good scratchy record. There's Whoopi John.
Coffee pot and smorgasbord, you'll dance the night away.
We'll be John and the Orchestra there and a nice scratchy record with the Minnesota Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show, as we get ready to wrap things up for another week already. More Christmas songs in next week's show, and then the week after that, the all-old-time Christmas show. Nothing but old-time records, Christmas style. Weird record to go out on, though, a little different than the usual. It's the Sweetheart Polka with Billy Vaughn and the Orchestra. There you go, the Sweetheart Polka with Billy Vaughn and his orchestra. And I told you that was kind of a weird one to bring the show to a close on, but hey, that's the way it goes sometimes. You got to go with the flow, you know? We'll be digging out more great holiday-themed old-time records for you for next week. I got some work to do, you know?
I'm getting up when the next-door neighbor's sleeping late on the weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio, downtown Bovee, Minnesota, brought to you by the International Polka Association, the World of Accordions Museum, and Kev's Records. We will be back to do it again next week with another stack of records. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.